At the end of last year, two-term Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn retired from office. In addition to many other contributions, Coburn was well known for his annual book on government waste. Some worried that the yearly book would leave with Senator Coburn, but the man who now holds his seat is making sure the tradition continues. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford, author of the brand new book, Federal Fumbles, 100 Ways the Government Dropped the Ball. He joins me now to discuss the spending projects and federal regulations that leave him and millions of Americans shaking their heads. And Senator, thanks very much for your time today.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be able to be with you.
I'm guessing the first question in many folks' minds is the federal budget is $3.8 trillion. How did you ever narrow this list down to 100 items?
We picked 100 items from different agencies, different places to kind of give a thumbnail of what we've seen. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but everything from Russian cigarette research to the National Park study of what do bugs do in rural areas where there's no light. It just was on and on and on as we began to research and be able to pull things out. So some things are extremely large and expensive, like EITC fraud, which is about $17.5 billion a year. And some things are fairly small, a $30,000 silent Shakespeare festival in Virginia. But we try to hit a good perspective.
And for those who don't know, EITC is the Earned Income Tax Credit. Let me just list a few of these that made the list in addition to the ones you mentioned. A $43 million gas station we built in Afghanistan that was hardly ever used and is no longer in operation. $2.6 million on a weight loss program for truck drivers. $375,000 to study the dating habits of American senior citizens. $4 million per Syrian rebel trained. $100 million to subsidize corn ethanol gasoline research, $283,000 plus to study the day-to-day activities of the gnatcatcher, which is a small woodland bird. And then you also have regulations in here that you believe are costing the American taxpayer a lot of money, including the IRS failing to maintain accurate death records. So talk a little bit about the regulations, because I don't think they get as much attention sometimes as some of these bizarre projects.
Yeah, so the two things we try to do, one is obviously where the federal government is wasting the taxpayers' money, but also we try to focus in on regulations where it is costing the American consumer more money to be able to buy a good or a service because of a federal regulation that is either not their job, it's the job of a state, or that they just overreached and it's become a real issue and a real problem. So we focus in on some of those key areas. For instance, it's become incredibly difficult to get a home loan in many rural areas of the country because of new qualified mortgage regulations that have come down. It narrowed the number of banks that can actually do home loans, and it's very difficult to do. The waters of the U.S. has been a much disputed conversation, where even the Corps of Engineers that's actually tapped to implement it is fighting the EPA to say, we shouldn't do this. We don't have the legal authority, and courts have already stepped in to bar it. But if that ever goes into effect, it will cost the American taxpayer a tremendous amount of money just in day-to-day consumer costs.
Senator, you also provide solutions in this book, which I want to get to in just a moment. But before we get to solutions, is there a general consensus on what constitutes waste? I mentioned the one about $100 million on corn ethanol research. I'm sure there's lawmakers from some farm states that would disagree that that's government waste. So how much consensus is there on what's waste and that it can be gotten rid of?
So we put a list of 100 out, and we're encouraging every other office to also create a list and to be able to put their list out. Let's find common ground. We may say you may not agree with all 100 of ours, but I bet you can agree with 80 of them. So let's get those done. And they may have others that they find, and we can also agree on. The key thing is we start to go after it. Washington, D.C. is getting distracted with many other things of great importance, and there's a lot happening. The war in Syria, what's happening in all the president meeting in climate change and all that's going on, but we're getting distracted also from a task that has to be done, and that is balancing our budget. If we were to get back to balance tomorrow, which we're about $450 billion in deficit spending this year, if we balance tomorrow and then next year we had a $50 billion surplus, we would have to do that $50 billion surplus every year for 380 years in a row just to be able to pay off our debt. Our debt continues to skyrocket, and there seems to be very little attention on it. So what we're trying to do is redirect our attention back to the wasteful spending and the regulations that are slowing down our economy, saying we can't get our eye off the ball on this part as well, and to not only deal with terrorism, not only deal with international security, but to also deal with our wasteful spending and overreach.
And so let's talk solutions briefly. How do you get rid of this wasteful spending?
Well, what we've done is all 100 of those items, we also identify a solution. So we make sure that we're not proposing anything and saying this is a big problem and saying it's too bad it's there, but there's no way to solve it. Each of these has a way to solve, and we list it with each one of them. Some of them are straightforward and simple, like just in the program, and some of them require some legislation. But all of these can be fixed. At $450 billion in deficit spending this year, the key thing is we actually have agreement in the federal government that we should get back to balance, we should pay down our debt. And as sad as it sounds, the very first step of this is common agreement that we should balance the budget. We don't even have that agreement yet. So as I elevate these issues, I hope to have other lawmakers step up and say, yes, let's talk again about at least getting this back to balance.
I think there's many Americans, Senator, who would absolutely agree that projects like the ones we've talked about, regulations which drain the resources of Americans, could certainly be reformed or scrapped altogether. At the same time, though, if you look at the full federal ledger, entitlements by far are the ones driving the spending. So there's obviously been talk about tax reform. There's been talk about Medicare reform and other things that would address the biggest ticket items in our federal spending each year. How close are we to even really getting started on those?
Well, I tried to identify some areas where we have common ground. For instance, the president and I both agree on an area of Social Security disability reform. Right now, you're eligible for Social Security disability, which by definition means you cannot work. But at the same time, you're also eligible for unemployment insurance, which by definition means you can work. You should not be eligible for both of those programs at the same time, but we currently are. Even the president agrees on that. So that's one of those entitlement reforms we should put into place. So what I've tried to identify is where can we find common ground and actually resolve this? Senator Tom Carper, who is a Democrat from Delaware, has a proposal dealing with something called the Death Master File. Social Security Administration has a list of all individuals that have passed away. That list is not shared with other entities like IRS. And so we have these fake Social Security numbers floating around, and American taxpayers are ripped off because of it.
Senator, it's amazing to look at all the different ways that taxpayers are seeing their hard-earned resources being frittered away here. Where can folks learn more about what you're trying to do, and how soon do you think you might be able to get some traction on addressing some of this?
Well, we're taking them all one at a time and all at a time, if that makes sense. So this list of 100 becomes the list for our staff and our to-do list for the next year. Anyone can go to langford.senate.gov, and that'll have the full list there of what we call the federal fumbles. Federal fumbles, 100 ways the federal government has dropped the ball. And that is obviously a free resource out there that people can take a look at, get the PDF, and to be able to go through that. But it's langford.senate.gov is the place to be able to get that.
Well, Senator, I encourage folks to look there, and it's certainly a major issue as you and your colleagues get ready to address federal spending yet again here in the next couple of weeks. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford, again, langford.senate.gov, to see the details and the full list of the federal fumbles, 100 ways the government dropped the ball. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.